Uzi meant tearing out the wires from his shoulder. But he said he tried that. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, she said. He's confused now, under the influence of all the stimulations and all the seizures. Is it physically possible to pull out the wires and the computer? Yes, she said. At least animals do it. Monkeys... She rubbed her eyes. Is there any coffee?
Gerhard poured her a cup.
Poor Harry, she said. He must be terrified out there.
Across the room, Anders said,
How confused do you suppose he is, really?
Very.
She sipped the coffee.
Is there any sugar left?
Confused enough to mix up computers?
We're out of sugar, Gerhard said. Ran out a couple of hours ago.
I don't understand, she said.
He had wiring plans for the hospital, Anders said. The main computer, the computer that assisted in his operation, is in the hospital basement. She set down her coffee cup and stared at him. She frowned, rubbed her eyes again, picked the coffee up, then set it down once more.
I don't know, she said finally.
The pathologist called while you were asleep, Anders said.
They determined that Benson stabbed the dancer with a screwdriver. He attacked the mechanic and he attacked Morris. Machines and people connected with machines. Morris was connected with his own mechanization.
She smiled slightly.
I'm the psychiatrist around here. I'm just asking, is it possible?
Sure, of course it's possible.
The telephone rang again. Ross answered it.
NPS.
Pacific Telephone Liaison here, a male voice said. We've rechecked that trace for Captain Anders. Is he there?
Just a minute.
She nodded to Anders, who picked up the phone.
Anders speaking.
There was a long pause.
Then he said, Would you repeat that?
He nodded as he listened.
And what was the time period you checked?
I see. Thank you. He hung up and immediately began dialing again.
You better tell me about that atomic power pack, he said as he dialed.
What about it?
I want to know what happens if it's ruptured, Anders said, then turned away as his call was put through.
Bomb squad, this is Anders, homicide. He turned back to Ross.
Ross said,
He's carrying around 37 milligrams of radioactive plutonium, PU-239. If it breaks open, you'll expose everyone in the area to serious radiation.
What particles are emitted?
She looked at him in surprise.
I've been to college, he said, and I can even read and write when I have to.
Alpha particles, she said.
Anders spoke into the phone.
Anders, homicide, he said. I want a van at University Hospital right away. We've got a possible radiation hazard pending. Man and immediate environment may be contaminated with an alpha emitter, PU-239.
He listened, then looked at Ross.
Any possibility of explosion?
No, she said.
No explosive, Anders said.
He listened.
All right, I understand. Get them here as quickly as you can.
He hung up. Ross said,
Do you mind telling me what's going on?